I'm Jesse.
I'm Gabriel.
Welcome to the Cereal Bowl.
Welcome to another episode of the Cereal Bowl. I'm here with my main men, Jesse and Gabriel. We just had a conversation and I just want to capture the mood. Jesse, how do you feel about yesterday's events? Why don't you tell the Cereal Bowlers what happened and how it left you feeling?
We were going to Maya's party, girl.
Birthday party.
And guess what, guys? This is very disappointing. We were at the birthday party, and at lunch at the birthday party, we saw a sign, and I saw it first. That a birthday cake crossed out, and there was no birthday cakes allowed. We didn't even eat one. We ate lunch, but we had juice, but we didn't even get to have a birthday cake.
Let's just spell this out crystal clear so everybody can understand exactly what you're saying. You went to a birthday party and there was no birthday cake.
Yes.
What the heck?
What the heck?
That should be illegal.
They need to be birthday cakes or everybody will be so sad. I do not want to go to a place like that. I did not want to go to have my birthday party at that. It was really,
up to that point, it was really cool.
Daddy, this,
yes, Gibby?
For my party, can you not put up a sign that says no birthday cakes allowed? Can you?
No, that was them. No, that was those silly people.
Hey, let's not call them silly. To be fair, it said because of allergies, but...
Daddy, for my birthday...
I don't know how you can run a birthday venue and not allow birthday cakes.
Birthday party, can you put up a sign that's going up and it says birthday cakes allowed?
Oh yeah.
And I do not want to have my birthday there, because then you can have no birthday cakes.
To be fair though, you were very excited when you arrived at the soft play. You rushed off, you were loving it, jumping around, sliding down slides, exploring, got to the birthday supper, chicken goujons, cocktail sausages, the stuff of, this is the bread and butter of birthday snacks, right?
Yeah.
Sandwiches, yeah. Juice,
and then
crisps.
Yeah.
And you're just building up to that moment when someone goes, shh, happy, and then you know what's coming. And then you see it emerging, all lit up, glowing, beautiful, a big chocolate cake, right?
Yeah, but...
But that moment never came.
No, but that... I'll tell you how I know. At the end of my lunch, when I finished, I saw this sign. And there was a picture of a birthday cake. I thought, yes, you might be able to have a birthday cake, but it was crossed out.
What did you feel in your heart in that moment?
Because I wanted a birthday cake.
To be fair, boys, I'm proud of you. You dealt with it pretty well.
It was just like bended, crossed.
It was.
But you did get to make slime.
Yes, here, jar of it.
Tell us about the slime making.
The slime was... We needed...
You had to sit down and... They had a bowl and you had to mix two different chemicals together.
Yeah, and then you could choose a colour.
Yeah.
And then you mixed the colour. You got some, some cool butterflies and stuff. You mixed all those together. And then you... Put some of the chemicals on your hand.
Yep.
Then you mix it all together again, and then it was slime. And this is the picture of red slime. We made it.
Okay, so, finishing question. Gabby first. What are the What are the plans for your birthday party, Gibby? What are you going to do for your birthday party?
Put animal candles on it.
You're going to put animal candles on your birthday cake?
Yeah.
And Jesse?
I'm going to play with my invite my friend Malcolm and my friend Scarlett, and I'll give Scarlett and Malcolm and all my friends some party bags.
Oh, party bags are awesome.
Daddy, I won't.
All right, and any top tips for somebody?
I'll give Ed a present that is a little bit of my slime, because I want to bring my slime to my birthday party.
Okay. So I think top tip for today, we're all in agreement, is if you're going to have a birthday party, don't have it somewhere that doesn't allow you to bring a birthday cake.
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye. And